Tired of eating Thanksgiving leftovers already? What about trying out some of the new restaurants in the area? Several have just opened, and Nikki Nellis of the List Are You On It joins us live now to tell us all about it. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, how are you? Happy post-Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Same to you. Now, tell us about Malmaison. Am I pronouncing that right?
It is. It's Malmaison, and this is opening on the waterfront here down below Georgetown. That whole area is getting a whole remake, and in the next couple months, we're going to see a lot of new restaurants opening up down there. But the Popol family, who many of you may know from Cafe Bonaparte in Upper Georgetown and Napoleon and Adams Morgan, has sort of staked their claim down there, and they just opened Malmaison. It's a bigger restaurant for them. It's 4,200 square feet. But I love this because it's a, you know, a French-style restaurant. There's also a patisserie there where you can get your coffee or your croissant or a brioche in the morning. And definitely look for lots of fun in the evening. They are really trying to heat up that area down there. They're calling it a meatpacking district vibe out of New York. But it'll be lots of fun. The Popols absolutely know how to do it, and it's definitely a restaurant worth checking out.
And there's a new restaurant with a farmer's market appeal.
Absolutely. So also in the harbor, but sort of on the other side, this is Washington Harbor. It's Farmers, Fishers, and Bakers. Now, many of you know Founding Farmers. It's a well-known restaurant here in D.C., very committed to sustainability and working with local farmers and being green all around. And this is their newest offering in the harbor. And the space has been totally redesigned. It's really fabulous, a great outdoor patio with lots of heat lamps and small fireplaces, so you can be out there really for a long time. You're looking right at that brand new skating rink that's opening up down there. So it's just going to be a lovely way to spend the colder months. And of course, when it heats up, everybody's going to be out on this patio. Great foods. They're doing things like farmhouse sushi. Of course, John Arroyo is their mixologist, and he shakes up really fabulous cocktails. He likes to go the tiki way. So if you think Trader Vic's, that's the kind of cocktails you're looking at. Of course, they have great beers and an all-around really interesting menu.
Now, a new place to get takeout, or is it takeout food that you can eat in?
Oh, well, so this is called Woodward Table. Jeff Boobin, who is the guy behind Vidalia and Bistro B, he has opened Woodward Table in the old Potenza space, which is a tremendous space. They've completely redone it. It looks fabulous. But on the side, he has his Woodward Takeout Food, or WTF, they're calling it. And that is where you can get takeout from different items on the menu. And, I mean, if you know Jeff Boobin and the kind of food he does at Vidalia at Bistro B, you will not be disappointed. The takeout offers breakfast and lunch, like sandwiches and pizzas, and then the actual restaurant serves a variety of different, I would say, Southern-inspired dishes. Classic Jeff Boobin, you can bet the food is good.
All right. It all sounds good.
Absolutely.
Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Thank you.
Nikki Nellis of The List Are You On It. For more on everything we just talked about and more, go to WTOP.com, search The List.